The island of Lampedusa is the southernmost point of Italian territory, lying only 70 kilometres from the North African coast. Every year, thousands of African refugees attempt to reach the shores of Lampedusa in order to seek asylum in Europe. But crossing the Mediterranean is an incredibly risky gamble for these migrants. In the latest tragedy, a boat carrying some 500 mainly Eritrean migrants capsized less than 1 kilometre from the shore of Lampedusa last Thursday. Only 153 people survived, leaving the estimated death toll at approximately 350. In the wake of this tragedy, European governments have been quick to express solidarity. The EU has unveiled plans for an international coast guard force, which would patrol the Mediterranean seeking to prevent such disasters. During an official visit to Lampedusa today, the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, also pledged €30 million of EU funds to help refugees in Italy. But many are sceptical of these promises of support, which have been heard before and come at a time when governments are unwilling to spend the money required to see these commitments through. Residents of Lampedusa gathered at the airport today to heckle Mr. Barroso in protest over the tragedy of migrant deaths and the terrible living conditions of survivors. Over 1,000 migrants are currently crammed into Lampedusa's Centre for First Aid and Welcome, which has a maximum capacity of about 200, and many are without shelter during the rainy nights. It remains to be seen whether political attitudes towards the issue of migration really will change in the wake of this latest tragedy. One thing is certain, the islanders of Lampedusa are tired of dealing with this problem alone. I'm Giulia Cirillo.